Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
In 2007, we heard the announcement that the Florida Boys were retiring, and that marks an end of an era. And I said, we've got to get these guys around our table to talk about the many, many years of singing gospel music. So we have Les Beasley, Glenn Allred, and Daryl Stewart sitting around our table. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Nice to
Thank
be
you.
Here, sir.
How long has that Florida Boys name been out there singing gospel music and traveling the circuit?
Since 1955, I think, is when we changed our name. We had a name called, it was a Gospel Melody Quartet, and we changed it to the Florida Boys in 55, I think.
Wow. So Gospel Melody Quartet. I did not know that.
You didn't know that? See how much you can learn just talking
about. I know, just in the first couple of minutes here. And you guys, how long have the three of you been together?
Glenn and I have been together 54 years.
Wow.
I've been with them 51.
Wow, that is a long time. I mean,
yes,
do you know everything about everything
yeah.
about each other?
Yeah.
We're not going to tell too much.
But after 50 some odd years of traveling together, you guys seem to get along okay. You seem to be pretty good friends.
Most of the time.
Well, we haven't fought this week.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Close. Came close.
Come close.
If you do or when you do, would it be worth buying a ticket to see?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about J.G. Whitfield and the Singing News in Pensacola, Florida. Did that have anything to do with you guys back in the day?
Oh, yeah. He started the group in 1947, and he was there until 58, I think. That's when he quit. But he stayed active in gospel music. And after that is when he started the Singing News.
Now, I know the history of gospel music goes back to where quartets went, and they really were singing so that they could sell songbooks. Was that part of your history as well?
No.
Not that far back.
We didn't go quite that far back, although we have sold some songbooks.
Yeah, sure.
But we weren't with a company like the early guys were.
Right.
They worked with a songbook company. So
we couldn't get a company. No, it was about a thing of the past when we came along.
That's the voice of Les Beasley. We're talking to the Florida Boys, retiring at the end of their touring schedule of 2007, and we do wish you well. We're going to hear some great classic music during this hour of the Florida Boys. Let's hear some now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself.
Tell her everybody by somebody who can save anybody. That somebody made a big change in my life. You saved my soul, made me new, did what nobody else could do. Now I'm telling everybody about my Lord Jesus Christ.
Somebody got a hold of me one day, picked me up, changed my way, sanctified and filled me through and through. He washed away all my sin and strife, then he gave me a brand new life. Now I'm telling everybody just what my Lord can do.
I'm a nobody, telling everybody about somebody who can save anybody. That somebody made a big change in my life. You saved my soul, made me new, did what nobody else could do. Now I'm telling everybody about my Lord Jesus Christ.
Now the word said Jesus is the same today as he was in the Bible days. What he did for me, he'll do the same for you. He'll turn your whole life inside out. You wanna run, jump, and sing and shout, and go telling everybody what somebody's done for you.
I'm a nobody telling everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And that somebody made a big change in my life.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we really are proud of you guys and the heritage that the Florida Boys have brought to this music. Individually, let's talk to you about your, I mean, obviously 50-plus years with one group. We could talk about that a long time, but pre-Florida Boys, Les, what were you doing?
I was singing with a little group out of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Is that where you're from?
Well, I was at the time, yeah. My father was a minister, and we moved around quite a bit. I used to think he was very good because someone wanted him somewhere else every year.
In high demand.
But my formative years were in Louisiana, and when I got out of the Marine Corps, I went back to New Orleans and sang with them. I had sung with them before. With them, I met the Florida Boys, who was then the Gospel Melody Quartet. And their lead singer was being drafted, and I had just gotten out, so they took me on, and I've been there. That was 1953.
And your title is manager of the group, is that correct?
I guess that's what it is.
Something like, do y'all believe that?
Sometimes. He says yes.
you just let him think that, right?
I am the president of the corporation.
He's the judge.
That's right.
That's his ruling.
Glenn Allred is also here, obviously. I mean, and you and Les, you go, you know, a few years longer than Daryl, but I mean, it's just such an amazing thing. In this day and age, when I talk to husbands and wives, I ask them, I say, okay, a lot of marriages are ending in divorce these days. What's your secret? Well, you talk to gospel quartets, and a lot of times they won't last as long. I mean, I don't know anybody. I mean, George and Glenn, they lasted a while together, you know, but quartets, and there's nothing wrong with it, but they change members, they go through ups and downs, but the three of you have stuck it out together for such a long time. Glenn, what would you say the secret is in your longevity?
Well, as being with the Florida Boys for a long time, you know, nobody else wanted us to come and sing with them. So that's why we've been together that long.
That helps.
And, well, there's a certain amount of dedication, you know.
Yeah.
And we all got along fairly good all the years.
Sure.
And I was in a little bit of country group up in Monterey, Tennessee. And for a while and got a good case of that, you know, and enjoyed that. Played some small schools around, you know, traveled in the Chevrolet, five of us, wow, with a big upright bass in the car with us at that. Now, that was really getting it.
Oh, I bet, I bet.
Then I sang with the Monterey Quartet. You didn't ask me all that. I was just giving a little bit of history. After a while, joined Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet in 1951 until May of 52. And then went over to Georgia for a while. Mr. Whitfield called me. And September of 52 came to Pensacola. And I've been there ever since. And Mr. Whitfield was like a daddy to me. He probably was to Les, too, maybe to Daryl also. But he was a good man, so we just stayed right there and been enjoying it. And not any of us have got any real hang-ups, I don't think, on anything, you know. So unless we always wanted to be rich people, I think.
Yeah, but right.
I don't know if we'll ever achieve that or not.
Well, the best years may be yet to come when you guys get to kick back and relax and then get to sing really when you want to and what you want to.
That'd be great.
J.G. Whitfield, that name keeps coming up. We'll talk about his stamp of approval on the Florida Boys and his mark in this history in just a few moments. Right now, more great classic Florida Boys music on Daniel Britton Friends.
Christ on Calvary, and I'm not about to sell. From the day he started building, he's been my dearest friend. Construction's not completed, but the carpenter's moved in.
This house is built on amazing grace, anchored in the rock of ages, bought by the blood of the Lamb, recorded in the Bible pages. The floors are holy ground, and the walls are made of praise, and the devil can't tear it down. It's built on amazing grace.
Some folks are building houses on nothing but shifting sand. When the angry storms are raging, they fall through the winds of man. Sin has built a lot of mansions that I cannot afford. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This house is built on amazing grace, anchored in the rock of ages, bought by the blood of the Lamb, recorded in the Bible pages. The floors are holy ground, and the walls are made of praise, and the devil can't tear it down. It's built on amazing grace.
This house is built on amazing grace,
anchored in the rock of ages, bought by the blood of the Lamb, recorded in the Bible pages. The floors are holy ground, and the walls are made of praise, and the devil can't tear it down. It's built on amazing grace. This house is built on amazing grace, anchored in the rock of ages, in the Bible pages. The floors are holy ground, and the walls are made of praise, and the devil can't tear it down. It's built on amazing grace.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. We're paying tribute to the Florida Boys today, and we're talking to Les Beasley, Glenn Allred, and Daryl Stewart. And Daryl, if there was anybody who had a trademark, anybody who had a something that you were just known for, it would be you and your Red Sox.
I guess so.
And so much of a thing now. I mean, I think you sell Red Sox at your table. I'm sure you sell the fire
out of them. Yeah, I've sold many a pair.
I bet.
I have a little Red Sox pin now.
Yeah.
I have just a few of them left, and that's it. When they're gone, they're gone.
Wow. How did that get started?
Gimmick, you know.
Yeah.
I was with another group from 53 to 55, and I was trying to get some gimmick, get a laugh, and I wore a red tie and red suspenders and red socks, and it got a pretty good laugh. You know, anything I wore that.
Yeah.
And so when I went with the Florida Boys, I dropped the tie and the suspenders and kept the socks, and it always got a laugh. So, pull my britches legs up, yeah, and everybody started laughing. So that was my gimmick.
Cool. How did they find you, and what were you doing when they were looking for a pianist?
I was playing for another group in Alabama at the time, and then we broke up, and so Whitfield called me, and so I joined them in February of 56.
Have you always, with your career in gospel music, have you always been a pianist, or did you do some singing?
No, mostly playing. That was it.
But you can sing, right?
Yes, they say I can. I have doubts about that.
Sounds a lot like me when it sings.
And that voice again, that's Les Beasley, the Florida Boys, just so you know. J.G. Whitfield, of course, we talked about him, and you said he really helped put the group together. Was it his group in the beginning? Was he the head guy?
It was his group, yes.
And he didn't sing, he just was the manager.
Oh, he sang. He sang with us, yeah.
The bass.
What was that? What was that original lineup? Who was in that original?
Well, my original lineup was Buddy Mears and myself, Glenn and Whitfield, and Joe Thomas for a couple of weeks, and then Emory Parker and Livy Freeman at the piano. That was my. And Buddy Mears is here
At the Quartet Convention.
He's here this year, yeah.
We're recording this at the National Quartet Convention in 2007, September. And is this the last time that you guys will be appearing as the Florida Boys?
Unless somebody has more money than they've come up with so far.
Right, that's right. The Florida Boys, our guest.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Our guest today on Daniel Brennan, Friends of Florida Boys. And J.G. Whitfield, I didn't know him, but I've heard so much about that man. If you could describe him, if you could paint a picture of his personality, just what kind of a guy he was, what words would you use?
Well, he really loved the singing. He loved gospel music. That was his true love.
Big-hearted and a compassionate man. Helped a lot of groups that they may not give him credit, but he helped a lot of groups to get started and to sustain for many years.
It was difficult for him to say no.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he treated us royal.
Wow. He did. Not to veer off from the Florida Boys, but I guess he was such an important part of your history. You said he's saying, how musical was he? I always thought of him more as a promoter, more as an industry guy, but as an artist.
Bass singer, he had a big voice.
Good.
Not the greatest bass singer, but he did love it.
He had a passion for it.
Well, he looked like a bass singer, too.
Yeah.
He did. You know, with a strong chin, you know. And,
yeah.
And
they do carry a certain look about them.
Yeah. Most of them do.
We're talking to the Florida Boys on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Won't that be a happy, happy day when we gather on the other shore? Over on the golden shore, over on the peaceful shore, every earthly care shall pass away. We'll be happy there forever.
For you and me.
Don't you hear?
shining river. Yes, when they ring those golden bells for you and me.
The Florida Boys, we're paying tribute to this legendary group on this edition of Daniel, Britt, and Friends. You can hear more from today's interview with Les Beasley, Glenn Allred, and Daryl Stewart when you visit danielbritt.com. That's danielbritt.com. More great music. In fact, we're going to fill this hour with a lot of classic sounds of the Florida Boys, like this one, Rock of Ages, Hide Thou Me.
Morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
soul in weakness, raising power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home,
glory,
beloved, eternal,
glory,
with the redeemed of God to save. there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in the golden land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal.
Praise all bursting saints, all shouting heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in the golden land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in golden land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
In the likeness of our Savior, ready to live in the golden land.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal.
Music from the Florida Boys there as we salute them. Now, remind me again, how many years does this mark the end of an era of?
Well, if you take the original group into consideration, it's 60 years.
60 years. 60 years. We're saluting 60 years of great music from a sound that we know as the Florida Boys. Would you say probably your biggest, most known, well-known song was When He Was on the Cross, I Was on His Mind?
Yeah. That's one of them. Yeah.
And I mean, you've had a lot of them, but that one, that did that cross over and out of the Southern Gospel box? I seem to remember that a lot of people who maybe weren't even into the quartet world knew about that song.
Yeah, I think a lot of them recorded it, but they didn't record as good as us.
That's right.
Well, I'm serious. I probably shouldn't have said that, but...
No, you're right.
I'll tell you how that... When we just decided to sing that song, Terry Davis, who was featured on it, says... let's have a word of prayer before we sing this one. Mm. He said, I think this is a great song.
Wow.
And we got it on the first cut with no remix. We had full orchestra. And that's amazing. In itself is a miracle.
It is.
And it was number one song for 2 years in a row.
How about that?
I think the Lord had a lot to do with it, to tell you the truth.
You better believe it. What year was that? That was recorded
at least 20-something years ago. I don't remember.
Was that the album that kind of had the yellow background and you were on a boat? Was that the original?
Reaching Out. It was on the album Reaching Out.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one with the boat?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
sailboat.
The sailboat. Was that yours?
No, it wasn't mine.
Well, no, he had a big abscess on his mouth when that picture was made.
I was so doped up out of
his gums.
He was hanging. You see the cover, he was just hanging out.
That's what it was. On dope.
That's not when we recorded the song, but when we made the picture.
The picture,
Oh, that was an awful night.
Goodness.
I took a whole bottle of aspirin. And it was New Year's Eve.
Well, you weren't the only one.
No, I wasn't.
That's right.
But I was able to get a doctor to come from a football game.
Oh, my.
And he relieved my... It was a pressure under an abscess.
Wow.
And he drilled in there and relieved that pressure and gave me those pills. Great. And I was happy.
I bet you were.
Happy so.
I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bones. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was a loss, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face. The thorns were on his head. The blood was on that scarlet robe and stained crimson red. Though his eyes were on the crowd that day, he looked ahead.
Possibly the most recognizable song by the Florida Boys, and we're paying tribute. These guys have been traveling together for 60 years. They're calling it quits in 2007, moving into retirement, retiring the Florida Boys as we know it. And from 60 years today, let's go back to year 13 in 1960. This recording produced by J.G. Whitfield. The album was River of Life. This is Everybody Ought to Know.
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 Everybody ought to know
who Jesus is.
Everybody ought to tell.
Everybody ought to tell.
Everybody ought to tell.
Everybody ought to tell.
Everybody ought to tell
who Jesus is.
Born in a stable, his mother a virgin,
raised in a carpenter's shop. His people were slaves, his parents were poor, his friends were a lowly lot. His chances in life are very slim, he's expected to be a slave. But people in darkness saw to die on a cross, descend into hell, meet the devil and take the keys from him. He yielded himself to the death on the cross, cried it's finished, and slumped to die. In the regions of hell, the devil celebrated, we've destroyed the king. Footsteps were heard walking the corridors of hell. Then the shouting stopped when a voice rang out, a voice that rang like a bell. Satan trembled as he recognized him who had come to deliver. Salvation untrue. But he shook hell's gates and he cried, lift up your heads, the king is coming through. Then out of the devil's prison house came a procession led by the king, shouting, now, O grave, where is thy victory? And death, where is thy
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and we're talking to the Florida Boys. Fifths of the quartet, which sounds weird because we got a pianist here, so that always throws a monkey in the wrench when you try to describe a quartet. Daryl Stewart.
That throws a monkey anytime.
Yeah, right. Good description.
The talk shows or the comedy shows, like Jay Leno not long ago,
yeah,
made fun of us. We had six people on, and he said, yeah, the Florida Boys Quartet.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah,
six people on it.
That's right. That's right. Because Les, you play bass, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, and of course I wasn't alive then. Apologize, but I remember seeing the replays of the gospel singing Jubilee, and you were you like the MC or the host of that? You were a very important part of that.
Producer really called me.
Wow, that show really took off. And that, as with a lot of things through the years with gospel music, television had a big part of pushing gospel music into the mainstream, and that show was no exception.
Yeah, we filled a void. You know, you weren't alive in those days, that's for sure. But on Sunday morning, this gentleman was, on Sunday morning, a lot of TVs stations didn't even go on until 11 or 12 o'clock. Uh-huh. Right? And if they did, they played cartoons or dog shows or
cowboy movies.
Cowboy movies.
Yeah.
So we we took advantage of it, to tell you the truth.
And I know that's a passion of you guys to do that. And for 60 plus years of singing this music, I just applaud you. And we're so grateful for the rich heritage that you guys have brought to this industry.
We appreciate that. And you're right. I'm sure that XM is letting people hear a gospel that has never heard it before. And we did that in the United States. We were on in every major market. And, I don't know the hundreds of people that have told me that that was their first experience of hearing Southern gospel music.
Well, after the retirement, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Les Peasley or Glenn Allred or Daryl Stewart. I mean, you guys may be taking it easy. I don't know what your plans are.
Well, I hope we don't end up in the same old folks' home.
pestering each other. But if let's just say that if you go and you go to some quiet remote place of the world and retire and we never hear from you again, I want to get it on tape. If you could make a recommendation or a piece of wise advice to the next generation of gospel music, to since you've been out there for so long, what would you tell that artist or the industry? This is what you need to, no matter what changes may come in the next 10, 20, 30 years in gospel music, this needs to be the priority, or this, you need to keep this in mind. What would be your piece of advice?
I would say sing four-part harmony, low bass, high tenor.
Yeah.
That's where it is for me. That's the kind of singing I like.
I think for my part on the piano, it's the simplification. A lot of the pianists play so much the rolls and all the runs and all, so you can't hear really the rhythm and all of the song.
Yeah, keep dedicated to what you believe in, and don't expect to be number one overnight. And you're going to have a lot of hard bumps in the road, and so don't try to make $1 million overnight, because there's not that much.
That's right.
The gospel, be dedicated and sing the songs that people want to hear. And hang in there with that Southern gospel music and don't veer off too far.
That's right.
I always said we wanted to be number two because everybody else was number one.
That's right. Les Peasley, Glenn Allred, Daryl Stewart, the Florida Boys on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I've heard all the music, I've read all the lyrics, but nothing about Jesus could I find. There must be a little gospel somewhere in the rhyme. I guess you gotta read between the lines.
Sing me a song about Jesus. Sing it loud and don't be ashamed.
Gospel is so plain and simple that even little children understand. There must be something wrong when there's no Jesus in our songs. Lord, get us back where we belong.
Sing me a song about Jesus. Sing it loud and don't be ashamed. Message loud and clear, He is Lord and Jesus is His name. He is Lord and Jesus is His name. Sing me a song about Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me
Friends, we're talking to the Florida Boys and playing some great music, some of the best of the best on this hour's edition of our show. Before you guys leave, before you leave this interview, but when you leave the stages, when you actually retire, will we still be able to keep up to date or purchase the older recordings through a website?
Yes, we intend to keep our corporation open and also the website. And as long as there's inventory, you can get it. You sure can. How much you want?
Send me a truckload full.
What we have here is going fast.
Oh, I bet. You know? I bet. Yeah, it will be a collector's item. What's the website address?
TheFloridaBoys.com.
God moves when you begin to pray. God moves when he hears the sound of praise. God moves in mysterious ways when you need. God moves when you begin to pray. God moves when he hears the sound of praise. God moves in mysterious ways when you need him to. God moves
if your soul is troubled. Don't give up in despair.
Just call upon the Father and you will find him there,
waiting with the answer to meet your every need.
If you dare to trust him, you are gonna see. God moves when you begin to pray. God moves when he hears the sound of praise. God moves in mysterious ways when you need him to. God moves
if you need a victory that you can't seem to win.
Just give it all to Jesus because the battle's his.
And revival moving in your soul.
Before you even tell it, everyone will know. God moves when you begin to pray. God moves when he hears the sound of praise. God moves in mysterious ways when you need him to. God moves when you begin to pray.
God moves.
my Jesus in his glory and to reign with him on high. I'll be so glad to see my mother who has gone on to that land. Oh, but I long to see my Jesus, and by his side I'll stand.
Without a father, without a mother, I'll have to make this journey by myself. Sometimes friendless, heartaches immense, so many sorrows I have known. Oh, but I know.
So many times my heavy burdens have borne me to my knees. Oh, but I pray, oh, blessed Jesus, won't you help me if you please?
Then he would hasten to my rescue.
I no longer have to cry.
And so I'll keep my Savior with me on my journey to the sky.
You guys have been so good to do this, and I hope I run into you again. I mean, I hope this isn't the last time we see you,
because
you're three talented guys, and again, we applaud you, and we're so proud of what the Florida Boys has brought to this industry. I've said that over and over, but I really mean it, and thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.